Ray Chorchester was born by the docks. His father was Harry, who pillaged in flocks. His mother sold bossed milk and sang by the sea, while Kate stole a tarn and shouted, "Look at me!" Oh, Kate Chorchester, the unfortunate one. He's the son of a pirate, but the coolest of sons, with a swagger, a smirk, and a half-empty rum. He'll duel you at dawn, then ask, "Wasn't that fun?" He tried to join slavers, but dropped all the chains. Then tripped on his sword and fell into the plains. He wooed a free woman with promises grand, but lost all his clothes in the market of Ur. Oh, Kate Chorchester, the unfortunate one. He's the son of a pirate, but the coolest of sons. He once fought a U-bar with nothing but wit, and won by declaring, "I surrender a bit." He was flogged by mistake by the guards of Ventis, then praised for his manners, what charm this man is. He drank paga with priest kings, or maybe just bees, then woke up in Cuz with a collar and fleas. Oh, unfortunate Cage, with swagger and in fear, though he's clearly not stage. He sailed with the pirates but sank the first day. He smiled as he drowned, said, "That's just my way." Now bards still sing his name by the fire of the coolest son of that pirate sire. The unfortunate one, he's the son of a pirate, but the coolest of sons. When luck runs away and the paga is done, you'll still toast his name, Kate Chorchester's son.
And that was the tale of Kate Chorchester. Proof that on gore, even disaster can look fabulously heroic if you have the right hat.